Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姊妹们。
It's a blessing for us to come and see familiar faces.
非常祝福能看见很多熟悉的面孔。
To worship together and to remember the Lord together.
能够一起来敬拜，一起来纪念我们的主。
Let's as you can see in the bulletin, it's just a very short passage that we're going to share this morning.
我们可以看到我们周报上这个我们今天的经文非常短。
John chapter 15 verse 1, the first half.
约翰福音的十五章的第一节的前半部分。
I am the true vine.
我是真葡萄树。
I am the true vine.
我是真葡萄树。
Let's have a short prayer and commit this time to the Lord.
我们有一点简短的祷告。
Father, we thank you and we praise you.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
For giving us your Son.
把你自己的爱子给我们。
We were hopelessly lost.
我们实在是没有指望的。
But you sent Jesus to find us.
但是你却派耶稣来找我们。
And because we have been found by you, we come boldly in the name of Jesus.
因为我们被你寻得，所以我们可以坦然无惧来到你面前。
Asking you to speak to us.
能够求你向我们说话。
We commit each and every one of here into your loving hands.
我们把每一位都交在你爱的手中。
Grant us humble hearts, teachable hearts.
给我们有一个谦卑受教的心。
Grant us a listening ear and a meltable heart.
能够有一个可以听的耳，能够接受，心里接受你。
That your word would take root in our hearts and change us.
愿你的话能在我们里面生根建造。
Unto the likeness of the Lord Jesus, unto the glory and the praise of your own name.
能够使你自己的生命的光能够彰显在我们里面。
We pray this in the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
The United States Secret Service.
在美国有这个这个安全部门，安全部门。
Does everybody know the U.S. Secret Service?
像 FBI 这种。
No, not FBI. Okay, men in black with dark glasses, they protect the President of the United States.
就是在美国总统旁边穿着黑衣服那些保护总统的那些人员。
So you guys know what I'm talking about? The rest of you don't know who I'm talking about?Okay. When you watch movies, these men in dark glasses, dark suits, they protect the bodyguards for the United States of America.
在很多电影上你看到很多穿黑色衣服戴着黑眼镜的来保护这些总统的人员。
Most people are familiar with the Secret Service as doing that function.
我们大家都知道这些做这些保护的工作的就是做这种工作。
You may not know this, but the protecting, the bodyguarding of the heads of state is not their only function of the Secret Service.
但是这些人员不只是做这些做总统的保护的工作。
Actually, the U.S. Secret Service was formed for a very different function in the beginning.
在开始的时候这样的这样的情形呢，并不是这样。
Right after the Civil War, back in the 1860s,
在一八六几年的时候，当内战结束以后
，It was estimated that one third of all the money in circulation was counterfeit.
因为在那个时候呢，有差不多三分之一的这些钱都是伪造的。
So if you run a Chinese takeout and somebody paid you the money back then, 33% chance that's fake money.
就像现在你要去中餐馆去订饭，你那个得到的钱可能有三分之一的是假币。
So as you could imagine, there would be a problem.
所以这有可能是个问题。
So the government formed the Secret Service.
这时候呢，政府就来有这个秘密的组织。
They formed the Secret Service to police counterfeit.
这个秘密组织呢，就是要来对付这些造假币的。
So back then, That was the only function for the Secret Service, not the protection of the president.
那个时候他这个秘密的组织呢是要来这一个的工作，做这个工作，而不是来保护总统。So
the role and the function of the Secret Service has evolved over the years, and today, one of their functions is protecting the president.
虽然呢，在进化过程中呢，现在的这个要做的工作，其中就包括来保护总统。And
also, they still police counterfeit.
也来把这个来保护整个的。They
still police counterfeit.
哦，也是在也防止伪造。
If you guys are looking for a career and you decide you want to be a Secret Service agent,
若是你想找工作，想找这方面的工作，
one of the fun things you will learn how to do is to shoot guns.
你第一个工作就需要能够打枪打得比较准。
And another thing you will learn how to do is to recognize counterfeit.
另一个工作就是你可以能够很快地识别假币。
It is interesting how they are trained.
非常有趣的可以看到他们的在训练的过程中。
Some of you may know, but the training, you might think that the candidates for Secret Service are trained by giving them good counterfeit.
你可能想要训练他们，就要给他们这个真的这个纸币。
They don't study, they don't learn how to recognize counterfeit by looking at good counterfeit.
他们经常不是按用这个真币来识别，怎么学习怎么识别假币。
They are trained to recognize counterfeit by only looking at the real thing.
他们是要用这真的看真的东西。
The instructors give the candidates the real money and point out, tell them what to look for in the real money.
这些教他们的就是让他们看这个真币它的所有的这些的特点。
So the more familiar they are, the better, the more they know the real money, the better they are, the better they will be at recognizing.
他越是了解这个真币的各个的情形，他就越能够识别假币。
Jesus said, "I am the true vine."
耶稣说，我是真葡萄树。
By the time we come to John chapter 15, Jesus had spent more than 3 years with his disciples.
到约翰福音15章的时候呢，耶稣已经和他们的门徒又待了3年多的时间。
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for 3 years.
每天24小时，每周7天和他们待了3年的时间。
They walked with him wherever he went.
他去哪儿，他们就跟到他们哪。
They talked with him wherever he went.
他到哪儿去，他们就与他交谈。They
ate with him wherever he ate.
他在哪儿吃，他们就和他一起。And
in all likelihood, they all slept together in the same room.
他们经常是在同一个房间一起居住。Under
those circumstances, you get to know somebody really, really well.
在这样的情况下，你对一个人的认识是非常多的。
It would be very difficult to talk to somebody, eat with somebody, and sleep with somebody for 3 years and not get to know the person.
你要是有三年时间和一个人同吃同喝同住而不了解这个人的话，是很不寻常的。
Jesus is about to leave them.
这时候主耶稣要离开他们。
In less than 24 hours, he's going to suffer and die.
在24小时之内，主耶稣就要去受苦，并且受死。
And we know after he suffers and dies, he's going to rise again and spend another 40 days with his disciples.
当他死而复活以后呢，他会再花40天时间与他的门徒在一起。
It won't be long before false teachers will come into their midst to try to lead them astray.
不久就会有一些的假的一些的教士来进到他里面去，来迷惑他们。
People will come and introduce counterfeit teachings and counterfeit Jesus to the disciples.
很多人就会到门徒当中把一些假的教训和假的耶稣传给他们。
It's a warning to the disciples.
这是对门徒们的一个警告。
When he tells them, I am the true vine.
当他这样讲, 我是真葡萄树的时候。
If we look at the Old Testament, if we read through the Old Testament,
当我们读到旧约的时候,
the Bible uses the image of vine and vineyards many, many times.
在, 圣经中提到很多, 葡萄树和葡萄园的这样的地方。
One of the times it's used is in Deuteronomy chapter 32.
有一处是在, 神命记中32章。
I will read from 10 to 18 and verse 32.
我会读到第10到18节, 然后32节。
I will read the whole thing first. Okay. He found him in a desert land and in the howling waste of a wilderness. He encircled him. He cared for him. He guarded him as the pupil of his eye. Like an eagle that stirs up its nest, that hovers over its young, he spread his wings and caught them. He carried them on his pinions. The Lord alone guided him, and there was no foreign god with him. He made him ride on the high places of the earth, and he ate the produce of the field. And he made him suck honey from the rock, and oil from the flinty rock, curds of cows, and milk of the flock, with fat of lambs and rams, the breed of Bashan and goats, with the finest of the wheat, and of the blood of grapes you drank wine. But Jeshurun grew fat and kicked. You are grown fat and thick and sleek. Then he forsook God who made him, and scorned the rock of his salvation. They made him jealous with strange gods. With abominations, they provoked him to anger. They sacrificed to demons who were not God, to gods whom they have not known, new gods who came lately, whom your fathers did not dread. You neglected the rock who begot you and forgot the God who gave you birth. And verse 32, for their vine is from the vine of Sodom and from the fields of Gomorrah. Their grapes are grapes of poison, their clusters bitter.
神命记32章第10节，耶和华遇见他在旷野，荒凉野兽吼叫之地，就环绕他，看顾他，保护他，如同保护眼中的瞳人，又如鹰搅动鹰巢窝，在雏鹰以上两翅展，舒展。 接取雏鹰，背在两翼之上，这样耶和华独自引导他，并无外邦神与他同在。耶和华使他成价地的高处，得吃田间的土产，又使他从磐石中扎蜜，从坚石中吸油，又吃牛的奶油、羊的奶、羊羔的脂油。巴山所出的公绵羊和山羊与上好的麦子，也喝葡萄汁酿的酒。 但耶稣伦渐渐肥胖粗壮光滑光润踢跑奔跑踢跳奔跑便离弃造他的神轻看救他的磐石敬拜别神触动神的愤恨行可憎恶的事惹了他的怒气所祭司的鬼魔并非真神乃是素不认识的神是近来新兴的是你列祖所不畏惧的 你轻呼生你的磐石，忘记缠你的神。在32节，他们的葡萄树是索多玛的葡萄树，俄摩拉田园所生的。他们的葡萄是毒葡萄，所挂都是苦的。God
gave these words to Moses to speak to the Israelites before they entered the promised land.
神给摩西这些话，对以色列人百姓。 说这些话是在他们进迦南之前
God had delivered the Israelites out of slavery in Egypt with great signs and wonders.
神把他们这些以色列人从埃及地救拔出来是用了很多神迹奇事。
God had carried the Israelites on his back as a father carries his son.
神来 把这些以色列人放在他的肩上，就像父亲把儿子放在肩上一样。
Because the Israelites were miserable in Egypt. They were slaves and treated terribly. Their lives were bitter with hard labor.
他们做苦工,非常的劳苦。
And you would think that somebody who is in that sort of a state, when they're rescued, they would be so thankful.
你会想到他们若是人要是在那个光景下被拯救, 应该非常的感恩。
That they will wake up every morning and be thankful to their Lord.
他们早晨应该向他的主来感恩。
But we just read, they made him jealous with strange God, with abominations, they provoked him to anger.
但是我们刚才读的,他说敬拜别神,触动神的愤恨,行可憎恶的事惹了他的怒气。
And this was spoken even before they had done it.
这是讲到他们做这之前的神的警告。
Israel will fulfill the prophecy through Moses.
这些以色列人要实现神借着摩西所说的预言。
While they should have drawn their life and strength from the true vine,
他应该从这个真葡萄树上来吸取生命。
They attached themselves to many false gods that led to their destruction.
但是他却那些素不认识的神来相交。
How did this happen over the years?
这多年来这是如何发生的呢?
Satan will tempt them after they enter the promised land. Satan will tempt them with the lusts of the flesh.
当他们进到应许之地的话, 魔鬼撒旦会来向他们要引诱他们。
For their vine is from the vine of Sodom.
因为他们的葡萄树是索多玛的葡萄树。
We know, those of us who know the Bible history, Sodom and Gomorrah had been destroyed at this time.
我们知道圣经历史的,知道索多玛和俄摩拉在那个时候已经被毁灭。
During the time of Abraham, Sodom and Gomorrah had been destroyed.
甚至在亚伯拉罕的时候,索多玛和俄摩拉已经被神毁灭。
What was the problem? What was the issue in Sodom and Gomorrah?
在索罗马和俄摩拉的地方到底问题出在哪儿?
The people of Sodom and Gomorrah indulged the lusts of their flesh.
因为他们是放纵这个肉体的私欲。
And this indulgence got worse and worse.
这种放纵是越来越的厉害。
They practiced all kinds of sexual immorality.
他们在这个各种的性的上面放纵。
The whole city participated in tremendous acts of sexual immorality.
在整个的城市都是淫乱的。
One of the grievous practices was raping of men who visited their city.
就是有一个所说的就是来强暴到这个城市来慰问的这些男人。
And it says in Romans, therefore God gave them over in the lusts of their hearts to impurity, so that their bodies would be dishonored among them. God gave them over to degrading passions.
在罗马书中他们讲到神就让他能放纵肉体的私欲，然后承受他们因为这样所行所带来的结果。
And in Genesis, the Lord said, the outcry of Sodom and Gomorrah is indeed great, and their sin is exceedingly grave.
在创世纪中也讲到索多玛俄摩拉那边的罪恶向着神是实在是极大的。
Then the Lord rained on Sodom and Gomorrah, brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities and all the valley and all the inhabitants of the cities and what grew on the ground.
所以呢,神就从天降下火来,降下石头来击打这个城市,使整个城市所有的都被毁灭。
And when the Israelites enter the promised land, Satan will entice the Israelites, luring them with the lusts of their flesh.
当他们进到应许之地的时候，撒旦会同样的用这些东西来吸引以色列百姓，来使在肉体上来犯罪。
Moses would stand out as one who would not be fooled.
摩西会在这个地方会告诉大家这个情形。
Who would not be fooled by the vine of Sodom and Gomorrah.
就是摩西是一个不会被像这个在索罗玛的这个事情上犯罪的一个好的榜样。
That's because Moses had been spending so much time walking with the Lord and talking with the Lord.
因为摩西花很多时间和主同行并且交谈。
Because Moses knew the Lord so well, it would be easier for him to recognize any counterfeits.
因为摩西对神如此的了解, 所以他能够识别这些仇敌的一些假冒。
Probably not many few of you here that I'm speaking to, but do you know the true vine?
我现在问大家就是, 你知道这个真葡萄树吗?
Do you know him well?
你知道了解的够好吗?
I would like to take a look at another passage in the Old Testament, 2 Kings chapter 18.
我们再看一部在旧约中的一段经文, 在列王记下,
28-32.
列王记下18章28-32节。
Then Rabshakeh stood and cried with a loud voice in Judean, saying, Hear the word of the great king, the king of Assyria. Thus says the king, Do not let Hezekiah deceive you, for he will not be able to deliver you from my hand. Nor let Hezekiah make you trust in the Lord, saying, The Lord will surely deliver us, and this city will not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria. Do not listen to Hezekiah, for thus says the king of Assyria, Make your peace with me, and come out to me, and eat each of his vine, and each of his fig tree, and drink each of the waters of his own cistern, until I come and take you away to a land like your own land, a land of grain and new wine, a land of bread and vineyards, a land of olive trees and honey, that you may live and not die. But do not listen to Hezekiah when he misleads you, saying, The Lord will deliver us.
列王记下的第28-32节，于是拉伯杀鸡站着，用犹大言语大声喊着说：“你们当听亚述大王的话，王如此说：你们不要被西西家欺哄了，因他不能救你们脱离我的手。” 也不要听西西家使你们依靠耶和华，说耶和华必要拯救我们，这城必不交在亚述王的手中。不要听西西家的话，因亚述王如此说，你们要与我和好，出来投降我，个人就可以吃自己葡萄树和无花果树的果子，喝自己井里的水。等我来临你们到一个地方，与你们本地一样，就是有五谷和新酒之地。 有粮食和葡萄园之地，有橄榄树和蜂蜜之地，好使你们存活，不至于死。西西家劝导你们说：“耶和华必拯救我们。”你们不要听他的话。Eat,
drink, and be merry.
就吃喝快乐。I
will give you everything.
我要给你所有的你需要的。If
you will bow down and worship me.
你要来跪下来向我敬拜。That's
in essence what the king of Assyria was saying to the Israelites.
这就是亚述王对这些以色列人所说的话的一个真实。Doesn't
it sound familiar?
这是不是很令人熟悉呢?
Those were one of the temptations that Satan tempted the Lord Jesus with.
这是魔鬼撒旦在旷野试探耶稣的时候所说的话之一。Satan
tempted the Israelites, and Satan tempts us today through the lusts of our flesh. To make idols of all kinds of things in life. Money, power, fame.
金钱、地位、名誉。
That may be the worldly things, but even in the church, Service to the Lord can be an idol.
世界上这些事情之外，世界上在我们的聚会当中，可能甚至来服侍也能够成为我们的偶像。
If the ministry itself becomes more important than the Lord Jesus whom we are serving, that has become an idol.
若是我们的服侍比主耶稣自己更重要，这就是一个偶像。
You know, during the time when Jesus appeared to the Jews,
在主耶稣来到犹太人当中的时候，
even something as holy and good as the law can become an idol.
甚至作为神看来好的律法也能成为我们的偶像。
The law had become such a false vine to the Israelites that when the true vine came, they did not recognize him.
因为这些律法可能成为那个如此假冒的这个假冒真葡萄树的这些。
The Israelites clung to the law and rejected the one who gave them the law.
这些以色列人就抓住这个律法而来丢弃真正给赐给律法的神。
When we are holding on to anything or anyone other than the Lord Jesus Himself, that is a true false vine.
若是我们抓住除耶稣以外的任何的人或事，这就是假冒。
The Apostle Paul will write letters to the saints when he gets older.
当使徒保罗年老的时候，他会写给圣徒们。
He will write letters to warn the saints of the false prophets, the deceivers, and the antichrist.
他会来警告这些圣徒，这些假冒的这些假教士以及敌基督。
And even the Lord Jesus warned his disciples in Mark chapter 13.
甚至在马可福音的13章，主耶稣也来警告他们。
And then if anyone says to you, Behold, here is the Christ, or Behold, he is there, do not believe him. For false Christs and false prophets will arise and will show signs and wonders in order to lead astray, if possible, the elect. Take heed. Behold, I have told you everything in advance.
在马可福音的13章的21节这里说，那时候有人对你们说，看哪，基督在这里，或说基督在那里，你们不要信，因为假基督、假先知将要起来，显神迹奇事，倘若能行，就把选民迷惑了。
I think one of the problems is sometimes we're in the middle of something and we just don't realize what we're doing.
有时候我们的问题是，当我们在一个事情其中的时候呢，我们不一定能意识到。
We read what the Israelites did, and because we have hindsight, we wonder how could they have done that.
我们读以色列的历史的时候，我们因为有后天看到这件事情，所以我们会不明白为什么这件事情会发生在他们身上。
Just as an example or an illustration of something that we do and we just don't realize what we're doing.
有一个例子我们可以来说明这一点。
You guys have one of these?
你们有没有这个？
Everybody worships this, right?
很多人来崇拜这个东西。
You go on a bus, half the bus, most of the bus is worshiping the phone.
大部分人都是这样来崇拜这个。
You go to a restaurant, everybody's worshiping the phone.
在无论是坐公车还是在吃饭的这些饭店，都有很多人来敬拜这个。
Even students in class, they worship the phone.
甚至在上学的这些学生也是这样。
While people walking in the streets and driving their cars, they worship the phone.
很多人在街上行走或者是来开车，也都敬拜这个电话。
I know it would never happen here, but even during service, I have seen people worshiping the phone.
甚至有些人在我们一起来敬拜的时候，也在用他们的手机。
Sometimes we just don't realize what we're doing.
所以有时候我们是不意识到我们的这个情形。
But when the Lord taps us on our shoulder and says, hey, stop what you're doing and listen.
要是主来敲你的肩膀说你不应该这样做。
Even then, it's hard.
甚至这样我们有时候也觉得很困难。
Have you seen a teenager trying to put this down?
你有没有看到有这些年轻人十几岁的孩子要想把他们放下？
May the Lord help us to see sometimes that we spend time worshiping idols and we're just not aware.
让神来显明我们，有时候我们实在是在敬拜这些偶像而不认识自己，不认识到这一点。
You may recall it was during King Hezekiah's reign.
你可能想到是在西西家王做王的时候。
That the northern kingdom of Israel fell to the Assyrians.
是在北边的这个以色列国已经在亚述王前败落。
So early in Hezekiah's reign, he witnessed the fall of the northern kingdom to the king of Assyria.
在西西家王做王的前半时期，他已经经历了北国的以色列国被亚述王灭的情形。
And this Assyrian king, the Assyrian kingdom was so powerful, so mighty, they conquered all the known kingdoms at that time.
在当时的亚述王是非常的强大，他把很多的这些国都掠去。
Logic would tell Hezekiah that I stand no chance against this king.
若是按照逻辑来说，西西家王可能知道他对于这个亚述王强大的两国没有机会来胜过他。No
other nation, no other kings, no other gods were able to rescue anybody else from the king of Assyria.
没有国或者是王或者是任何的这种情形能够拯救其他的国家脱离亚述王的这个毁灭。But
praise the Lord, Hezekiah did not do that which was logical.
但是感谢神，西西家王并没有做这些逻辑上所要做的事。Instead,
Hezekiah did what was right in the sight of the Lord.
西西家却做了在神眼中看为正的事。2
Kings 19:1.
在列王记下的第十九章。
And when King Hezekiah heard it, he tore his clothes, covered himself with sackcloth, and entered the house of the Lord.
第一节讲西西家王听见，就撕裂衣服，披上麻衣，进了耶和华的殿。
Hezekiah went and clung to the true vine.
西西家就进来，来抓住这个真的葡萄树。
And the true vine heard his prayers.
真葡萄树听了他的祷告。
And rescued Hezekiah and Judah and Jerusalem with a mighty hand.
就把西西家、犹大国能拯救出来，用他的大能的手。
Later in chapter 19, verse 35, it reads, Then it happened that night that the angel of the Lord went out and struck 185,000 in the camp of the Assyrians. And when men rose early in the morning, behold, all of them were dead.
在19章的第35节这里讲，当夜耶和华的使者出去，在亚述营中杀了185,000人，清早有人起来一看，都是死尸了。
I repeat the question I asked before.
我来重复我的话。Do
you know the true vine?
你知不知道这个真葡萄树？
And if you know him, do you know him well?
你知道他的话，你对他的了解有多少？
The king of Assyria tempted the Israelites with the following words.
这些亚述王来试探这些以色列人。
Make your peace with me and come out to me, and eat of his vine and each of his fig tree, and drink each of the waters of his own cistern.
你们要与我和好，出来投降我，个人就可以吃自己葡萄树和无花果树的果子，喝自己井里的水。
He invited the Israelites to surrender and come live in his kingdom. The king of Assyria would never lay down his life for the Israelites.
这些亚述王的王不会为着以色列人舍命。
He probably wouldn't even lay down his life for his own people.
他甚至对他自己亚述的子民也不会来放弃自己的生命。
Why in the world would the king of Assyria, the mightiest, the most powerful king in the world, lay down his life for his enemies?
为什么这个亚述王这么强大的国的这个王会把自己的生命丢下为这些以色列人呢？他的敌人呢？
Who would do such a thing?
谁也不会这样做。
Of course, we know Jesus would and Jesus did.
但是我们知道耶稣这样做了，耶稣确实这样做了。As
I mentioned before, John 15 is just less than 24 hours before he is about to be crucified.
我刚才说过，约翰福音15章是在主耶稣上十字架之前24小时所说的话。
The disciples are going to witness with their own eyes what Jesus will suffer, and they're going to watch with their own eyes that he died.
门徒们会见证主耶稣如何来为他们死的这整个的经历。
And praise the Lord, it doesn't end there. They will eyewitness. They will be eyewitnesses of his resurrection.
感谢主并不停留在这儿，他们也是主耶稣复活的见证。
This witness is going to turn their life upside down.
这个见证就会使他们的生命完全翻转。
Or should I say, it will turn their life right side up.
也是把他的所有的这个反面的正面化。
Everything they had known about the Lord Jesus.
他们对主耶稣一切的认识。
The time that they walked with him.
在他一起与他同行的时候,
the times that they spoke with him and ate with him.
当他们和主一起说话,一起居住的时候,
even when the Lord Jesus leaves and ascends to be at the right hand of the Father.
甚至在主耶稣到父神的右边的时候,
the Lord Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, will remind them
主耶稣借着圣灵也会来提醒他们,
of everything that he had taught them.
所他所对他们的教导,
the disciples will hold on to this true vine.
这些门徒就会抓住这个真葡萄树,
because Jesus is the only source of the sap that will give them true life.
因为耶稣基督是真正的那个源泉，能够给他的生命的枝浆。
Jesus is the only source of the sap that will give them life so that they, as branches, will bear fruit.
使得他们能够供应这个，主耶稣是这个唯一的供应他们这个枝叶的，能使他们能够正常的生命成长。
And this is the kind of fruit that lasts.
这个所结的果子也是长存的。
And this is the kind of fruit that brings honor to the name of Jesus and brings glory to the Father.
这个果子也能够带给耶稣和父神荣耀。
Those of you who have listened to Brother Stephen Kong share messages over the past few years,
很多人听到江弟兄这几年来的信息,
you know he says he has the same message.
他总是讲到这个同一个信息,
Jesus is on his way back.
主耶稣很快就要回来。
And he would say, while we're meeting together, he may return.
当我们在一起聚集的时候，此时此刻，主耶稣可能就会回来。
And the question that he often raises,
他常常问大家的一个问题,
not these words, but basically, where are you?
不是这样的话，而是说到你在哪？
Are you attached to the true vine?
你有没有真正 连接在这个真葡萄树上,
or are we wasting our time attaching ourselves to the false vines?
而是我们有没有把我们自己连在这个假的葡萄树上?
It's more than knowing what is true what is real and what is counterfeit.
不只是要知道什么是真的，什么是假的。
It's more about choosing what is real over the counterfeit.
而是更是关于我们是要选择这个真葡萄树，而不是选择假的。
The Jews at the time chose the false vine of the law instead of the true vine of the Lord Jesus.
当时的犹太人是选择了这个律法所代表的这个假的树，而不是耶稣基督真葡萄树。
Throughout the history, the Israelites chose the gods of the lusts of their flesh over the Lord Himself.
在以色列的历史中，他们常常是选择了这个肉体作为他们的主，而不是神。
Thank God over the history of the ages.
感谢神在历史历代以来。
There are brothers and sisters like Hezekiah who chose the Lord, the true vine, over the false vines of this world.
有很多弟兄姊妹像西家一样来选择我们的主作为他们真正的真葡萄树的生命的来源。
May the Lord Jesus, when He returns,
当主回来的时候,
find each and every one of us clinging and holding to that true vine as well.
愿每一位弟兄姊妹都是与真葡萄树相连接的。
Okay, let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord Jesus, you are the true vine.
主耶稣，你是那真葡萄树。
You said it so yourself.
你这样自己说。
You are the true vine.
你是真葡萄树。
And apart from you, none of us can do anything.
离开你，我们不能做什么。
If we have strayed from you,
若是我们偏离了你，
and the branch is withering,
我们的枝子就会枯干。
Lord, have mercy on us.
你来怜悯我们。
Help us to come back.
让我们能够回转。
Help us to be attracted and drawn back to you.
能够像我们话语所讲到。
May each and every one of us be found attached and abiding in you when you come back.
当你回来的时候，愿每一位弟兄姊妹都是和你自己的真葡萄树。 连接在一起,
that we may bear wonderful fruit for the praise and the glory of your name.
我们可以为着你自己的荣耀和赞美能够结果子。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. Amen.